This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's officially Christmas in my house now. Or Christmas season,
finally?
I guess I should say. Yes, it takes me a while.
I wait till
after Thanksgiving. I'm reasonable. I don't start shopping or setting stuff up in August like you do.
You're a Grinch.
Whatever. Anyway, set the tree up this weekend. That's the big thing.
Just this weekend.
What do you mean just this weekend?
Mine's been up for like a month and a half.
I know. Yours has been up since July 4th.
No.
Yes.
End of September.
Oh my God, not really.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you.
Your tree has been up since the end of September?
You think around Halloween when I say we're doing
That's
the tree?
That's like 3 months away from the day.
You get so angry about it.
It's craziness.
But it's such a short season.
No, it's not.
It is, though.
Oh, my God.
It's so merry.
And
my wife makes me.
Yes. Oh, okay. I understand. Yeah, we set up the tree. Well, let me preface this. I set up the tree.
You
yesterday.
Set up the tree.
My wife and my daughter had a little cookie swap thing in the neighborhood. They went there. I said, do I have to go? No, but can you set the tree up? I'm like, yeah, that's fine, because it takes 4 clicks. To set up my tree.
4 clicks?
Yeah, base.
Is 1 click going down to the lot and then...
No. 1 click is the bottom part fitting into the base and then putting the middle part, clicking that in, and then clicking the top part in.
Oh, you do a fake tree.
That's right, fake. Got it at Spags.
Oh.
About 20 years ago. It's still with us. Great tree. Came with lights on it. Those don't work anymore.
Oh, really? Yeah, oh, I was going to say.
They died after 10 years, but still.
We have to buy new lights every year.
Why?
Because they always break. Does anyone?
What are you doing with your tree? Are you like dancing with it having relations? Or
no, lights just only.
Are you
last
decorating it very hard?
Probably.
Why
but
are you
lights
just
only last like 6 minutes?
I love these candy canes.
So, have you always done a fake tree?
Yeah, 20 years.
Oh.
Got it at Spags, the late great Spags. Have had it ever since. I put it in the duffel bag, throw it down the basement.
Oh wow!
When we take it down, I bring it back up. You know, put the lights on it, and then the wife and the daughter came home, and it was all Christmassy. She said, oh, let's put the ornaments on. Let's do a family activity. It's like, okay, sure, yeah. So, but it's like, I put the ornament on, and then I turn around to the box to get another ornament, and I turn around, the ornament's gone. And I'm like, what happened? I'm looking around. Maybe it fell off. Maybe I'm hallucinating. Do the same thing. I turn around. There's my wife taking it off the tree and putting it somewhere else. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, well, it'll look better over here. I'm like, okay, fine. If it's going to be like that, that's cool. And seriously, I'm cool with that.
Yeah, my mom was always an ornament Nazi like that too.
But I sit down to watch the game. It's like, what are you doing? You're not going to help decorate the tree? And then all of a sudden, like, why? Why am I even...
Apparently, I'm creating more work
Why am I even moving at this point? Seriously, you've got it under control, for crying out
loud. You did the tree.
I set up the tree. Right.
Yeah.
Then we put the lights up. My wife likes to have, you know, enough lights to light up Logan, and which is great, though. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. But it was just like, why do I have... You're not even letting
you do
me position
colored
my...
lights or white lights?
I don't think you could call them colored lights anymore, Josh.
Really? Why?
We do both. We have the white lights, and then we have some of the small, like the regular colored lights, but those blink.
But
we don't have
blinking.
A lot of them, though, because not like enough to, you know.
Cause a seizure?
Yeah, right, yeah. Exactly. Then we have the little globes, so we have some of those, too.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
There's a ton of lights.
Do you
on
do
our
tinsel,
train.
Or do you have a cap?
No tinsel.
No?
No, because I start playing with it and I choke on it.
Oh.
We do real candy canes, though.
You do?
Yeah, real candy canes.
Do you eat the candy canes?
Yeah, why?
I'm not a big eating the candy cane guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I am, big time. Walk in, oh, the tree looks great. There's like four of them gone.
But yeah, my wife grew up with a fake tree, and I had to break it to her that she grew up with a fake Christmas.
Oh my!
Because I grew up with a real tree.
Okay, that's not true, Josh.
It is.
It's about the feeling and the spirit of Christmas.
You don't
it's
get not the feeling without the smell of the tree.
No, you can get a spray for that. This texter is saying, "Did your tree come with your Toyota?" No, but it probably has the same amount of miles on it for sure. 310,000. Oh, I didn't even take this text, 774 texter. I didn't even take my Halloween decorations down until the day before Thanksgiving. Right on, brother. Don't let them rush you.
We skip right over the pumpkins.
Don't let them rush you. And then what do you have on top of your tree? Do you have the star?
We have a star. I don't know where it came from. There's no story behind it. I think there was one.
Boy,
on sale.
Talk about not feeling the spirit of Christmas. Look, a sale. That's the star and it has no meaning whatsoever. And you're
probably came
at
from
me for
Michaels or CVS.
Oh, great.
Know.
We have we used to have a great woodblock printing of Krampus. An artist friend of ours did, and it was really evil looking. We loved it because
it doesn't surprise
the
me
family anyhow. Would walk in and they go, "Oh my God!" I'm like, "Yeah, that's
Merry
right.
Merry Christmas."
That's right. But this year, my niece, who's a great artist, Emily Gamari, made this. She has a profile of Bill Murray, and then there's like little silver stars around it on this like piece of
that's amazing.
It is. It's pretty, and it looks great. It looks. If you want to see that, I put it up on my Instagram. It's Mike Shue AAF. I got all festive and teary, and like Bill Murray from Scrooge.
If you believe in this spirit thing, you the miracle will happen, and then you'll want it to happen again tomorrow. You won't be one of these bastards who says Christmas is once a year and it's a fraud. It's not.
No.
Now, are you the kind of person or the kind of household that does, like, the theme of an ornament where it's like, oh, we do all the blue ornaments? Or
No. Oh, you mean like the uniform department store trees? They're all like the same kind of color and...
Yeah.
No.
It just doesn't make sense.
It's just like ornaments we've collected since we were kids.
There's
over
like
the
toys hanging out.
Oh, yeah. There's artwork for my daughter and, different kinds of bulbs and stuff. Nothing matches.
Oh, okay.
Why, you do that?
No,
you
we don't. Okay. It just looks like a yard sale hanging on our tree.
Right, exactly. Yeah. That's what we got. Yeah. Actually, you know what? This Bill Murray quote puts me in a better Christmas spirit.
Gunga Galunga. Gunga.
Highly suspect, that's 16. Here at WAAF. Yeah, we're having that discussion. Happens every year. Josh Dolan, who's had his... Now, you have a real tree.
Right now we don't have a real tree.
Why?
We live in an apartment and it's upstairs. And
you have a fake tree.
We do.
So all that grief you just gave me for having a fake tree.
I'm not proud of it.
It's a load of crap.
I grew up with a real tree.
If you love Christmas, it wouldn't matter where you live. You'd have a real tree. Look what Charlie Brown did with that little tree.
Our building won't let us have a real tree.
Why do they hate Christmas?
Because the Grinch owns the building, but he gave us a good deal. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you got
to
take.
But as soon as we have a house, it's back to the real tree.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I put a poll up on my Twitter at Mike Shue AAF. I know it gets asked every year, but just because Josh says it's not really Christmas unless you have a real tree. I've had a fake tree for 20 years.
It's fake Christmas for 20 years.
No, it's not fake. It's a lovely Christmas every year, and so far it's 50-50 for real or the fake plastic tree.
Now, I'm surprised my wife is on your side with this, where she's like,
you know why? Because she's practical. She's smart.
No,
someone's got to be in that relationship, right? this text line is 97107, 978 texter. All right, Shue, first off, fake trees are trash. Yeah. No, I believe real trees are trash.
Is yours made out of recyclable materials?
I'm just saying, you get a real tree, where does it end up? You bring a real tree into your house, you give it just enough water to watch it die a slow and painful death, and then you drag it out to the sidewalk and leave it there.
Or you do what my dad does and drag it out to the backyard and set it on fire.
Well, I can't do that in the city of Worcester. I'd have the fire department there with axes beating me over the head for starting a huge fire in my backyard. But the real trees end up as trash. Sorry.
Oh, yeah? Well, that's what you do on Valentine's Day. You give dead flowers to your significant other.
No, the flowers are alive. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying.
Try giving your wife fake flowers.
I can't. She's a florist. But see, that gets me out of getting her flowers for Valentine's Day, because the last thing she wants to see is flowers.
What am I at work?
Hey, I got you a plate of cheeseburgers. I love you so much. See, it just works out really well.
That's not an excuse, because I love listening to music when I'm not here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why are you ruining... Dee Snider from Twisted Sister, the singer for Twisted Sister, tweeted out a couple of days ago that the surviving members of AC/DC have gotten back together, that even though Malcolm Young has passed away, he did leave some songs and guitar parts behind, and that they're going to finish those up, and they're working on a new album. That includes Brian Johnson, who had some hearing problems, he had eardrum problems, but apparently he's got those fixed, and that's according to Dee Snider, who's a good friend of the band. So I'm pretty psyched about that.
Yeah, and I heard that Brian Johnson actually got better because he switched to a real tree.
You know what? Get off the real fake tree thing, okay? You know, it's just...
It's just a better Christmas.
It's not a better Christmas. You know, I put a poll up there. I can go to at Mike Shue AAF on Twitter, real or fake tree. I know this question gets asked every year, but it's always a very contentious issue.
Shouldn't even be a debate.
63% of those voted so far saying real. 37% saying fake plastic tree. Hey, whatever, you know?
That's insane.
I'm just saying, there's nothing wrong with it. I'm not judging you for getting a real tree.
The tree's out. Doesn't it smell like our attic?
No, it doesn't. We have a nice spray. You know, I can hang some of those Christmas tree air fresheners on. It'll be fine.
Smells like a Honda Civic.
Whatever. Oh, does not. All right. It's going to be raining through... Well, my name is Mike Shue. Thank you very much for listening on this incredibly crappy Monday. Yes, the rain's going to continue, and then it'll be snow, and then it'll be back up in the 50s next week. Yay!
Gross.
Let's all get sick. Thank you, Josh Dolan, for your help today.
Thank you.
And tomorrow, don't forget, both Mr. Carey and us have tickets to give away to the WAF Big Gig for the rest of the week. Everybody who wins those tickets qualifies for a 5-night trip to the Hilton Aruba, which sounds so good right now. Laying on a beach chair. Drink in each hand.
No pants.
Well, yeah.
Well, I'm a bathing
suit. Like a bathing suit. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Explore and discover Tropic Bliss at the Hilton Aruba. Seven up. Sorry, I got lost there for a second.
But that's a real prize, unlike your tree.
Oh, wow. You know, I thought we'd forgotten about the tree discussion. Should we check the stats before we go?
Yeah, we should.
Let's check the damn stats before we go. All right, Mr. Tough Guy with your real tree and whatever. It doesn't matter. It's about the spirit of Christmas, Josh.
And the smell.
No, you can get the smell. You can put a car freshener Christmas tree on there.
All right. On Instagram.
Yeah.
Real tree won by a landslide.
Mm-hmm.
And by landslide, I mean 59% to 41%.
On Twitter, on my poll, it's real tree 67%, fake tree 33%.
So it's settled. I was right.
That's fine. That's just more fake trees for the rest of us. Does that make any sense?
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. Whatever. I've had mine for 20 years. Duh. So, you know, you can't convince me.
Okay.
All right. But thank you for taking part in our poll.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.